There's this beautiful animation to the sculpture. It looks like she is about to take a step and is also looking down so that if you approach the sculpture, she's looking at you.
I was startled by the sculptor Paul Manship's ability to freeze her gait. My name is Major Jackson, and I'm a poet. I hail from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Manship, we know, was especially pleased with the model for this work, having fired a previous model because he said, when she wasn't resting, she was complaining of the pose. I'm Susan Rather, and I'm a professor of art history at the University of Texas.
I'm Robert Cozzolino. I'm the senior curator and curator of modern art at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Manship studied here in 1907 and 08, and he took a life modeling class and he took a life drawing class. He's trying to get anatomy down. He wants to put in a little bit of a sense of motion, and he's looked very hard at antique sculpture.
In 1909, he won a fellowship to study at the American Academy in Rome.
Manship, at a very young age, is being identified by older peers as somebody who is doing work of a very high level.
In the second year of a sculpture fellowship, the requirement was to make a freestanding figure of nearly life size. Duck Girl was modeled on a Greek bronze sculpture of the Hellenistic period, and it at the time was thought to be a sculpture of Narcissus. Narcissus was the mythic youth who fell in love with his own reflection in a pool of water and could not tear himself away from this reflection, and so he died by the waterside.
In antiquity, girls were given pet animals to prepare them for maternity. So when I came upon that sculpture, I was curious that it was particularly a duck and not a dog or a cat or something, what we would imagine today would be our pets. So that was another striking characteristic of the sculpture.
He did design the sculpture to be the centerpiece of the fountain, and he gave it one of his most whimsical bases. So if you look at the base, it's got an alternating motif of swags, which is like a swath of curved drapery, and then between the swags are fish heads, and the water emits from the fish's mouths into the pool.
Duck Girl on the occasion of spring. Everything in motion is about me. Azaleas and daffodils lunge swollen heads skyward, each like a child peeping in a window. The poem was a commission by the concerto soloist, and they had asked for poets along with four visual artists and four composers to collaborate. This spring, like every spring, my wish, an hour's worth of human breath, or just once let my hair down and dance with the derelict who grabs my stiff arm and does the twist. Spring, adore me with your green. Let foxgloves burst and daylilies bloom as I waltz silently in the glare of your moon.